There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 17 of the tabernacle, the bread provided. Someone once said Jesus was born in Bethlehem, the house of bread, so that he could provide us with the bread of life. Our text for today comes from Leviticus 24, verses 5 through 9. You shall take fine flour and bake 12 loaves from it. 2/10 of an ephah shall be in each loaf. And you shall set them in two piles, 6 in a pile, on the table of pure gold before the Lord. And you shall put pure frankincense on each pile, that it may go with the bread as a memorial portion, as a food offering to the Lord. Every Sabbath day, Aaron shall arrange it before the Lord regularly. It is from the people of Israel as a covenant forever. And it shall be for Aaron and his sons, and they shall eat it in a holy place, since it is for him a most holy portion out of the Lord's food offerings, a perpetual due. Stephen Fusen shares the following details about the bread of the table found in the holy place of the tabernacle. The actual showbread was made of unleavened wheat flour. 12 loaves were baked at one time, and these were arranged on the table in two rows of 6 loaves each. Instructions were given so that the bread would be properly made. There was also a prescribed order in the arrangement of the showbread on the table. Precise instructions were given for the bread on the table of showbread because this bread would symbolize some extraordinary truths about Jesus. One of the first lessons from the table of showbread is the value of fellowship. Those of you who grew up with family time around a table know the importance of breaking bread together. Fellowship is pictured by the 12 loaves of bread found on the table. Every tribe of Israel was represented on that table, which portrays the equal fellowship that all of God's people share with the Lord. Benjamin had the same size loaf of bread as the largest tribe of Judah. No one has greater access to God than you do as a born-again believer in Jesus Christ. As we discussed earlier, through the priesthood of the believer, there is equality when it comes to approaching God. Bread pictures our enjoyment with our Father God around His table of fellowship. Other lessons from the table of showbread come through how the bread was prepared. Leviticus 24:5 says, "You shall take fine flour." So this bread was made from fine flour, meaning there were no lumps or graininess. This flour was white and smooth. The purity of this flour pictures the sinless life of Jesus. Scripture teaches us in Hebrews 4:15 that our high priest Jesus was tempted in every way we are, yet he was without sin. So there was not one tiny lump of sin in Jesus our Savior. To obtain fine flour, wheat kernels would have to be threshed and then ground on a millstone. Leviticus 24:5 tells us that this flour was then baked, meaning it was put into an oven over a fire. After Jesus endured the grinding punishment of 2 beatings, he suffered God's fiery judgment of sin on the cross. Spiritually speaking, Jesus went through the fire of the cross so that he might be the bread of life for our souls. The word for loaves in Leviticus 24:5 is the Hebrew term shalah. This word means a perforated cake, so this bread had holes in it. When Jesus died on the cross for our sins, he was pierced through both his hands and feet. He was also pierced in his side. Leviticus 24:7 also explains that frankincense was put on the top of each stack of bread. Frankincense is a fragrance in Scripture that describes a sweet-smelling aroma. In biblical times, frankincense was produced from the resin of frankincense trees, making it extremely valuable. It was considered a gift fit for a king. Matthew 2:11 reveals that it was one of the gifts brought to baby Jesus by the wise men. We learn a final lesson from how the bread was presented. Leviticus 24:8 says that Aaron must regularly set the bread before the Lord as an eternal covenant. The bread continually being put before the Lord reminds me of Hebrews 9:24. For Christ has entered, not into the holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true things, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. In that verse, presence means Jesus appeared face to face with God for us. After Jesus died and rose again, he ascended to the Heavenly Father, and the bread of life was presented back to God on our behalf. Because of the everlasting covenant we have with our Heavenly Father, Jesus sits at God's right hand, interceding on our behalf. As you can see, the bread on the table of showbread repeatedly points us to Jesus, our bread of life. Some questions for you to consider. What lesson does the overwhelming number of details of the tabernacle pointing to Jesus teach you about God's desire to reveal himself to you? Can you think of other ways that bread is a perfect picture of Jesus Christ? How can today's devotion bring a deeper meaning to how the Lord taught his children to pray in Matthew 6? Give us this day our daily bread. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.